Although the courthouse survey was shared with Santa Rosa County, it was an initiative of the Haas Center, taking advantage of available time, staff, and infrastructure to capture information about a topic that's proven to be very difficult to resolve. Dr. Pooley says their questions focused on two main issues.
Well, obviously, location and funding, and perhaps as part of that, total cost in the end, seem to be everything that seemed to be holding this process up. So we thought, okay, we will craft a survey. We'll ask people, do you think Santa Rosa needs a new courthouse? If you don't, why don't you think Santa Rosa needs a new courthouse? How would you like to see it paid for? Here's some options. We told people about the percentages of people who were non-county residents that would be helping to foot the bill. We kind of crafted this as, what's your opinion? Here's some extra facts. Is that changing your mind? And it was fascinating what we ended up with, as we discovered basically an issue that we thought, really, how hard can this be, is, as a matter of fact, a very tough decision for Santa Rosa County residents.
Well, let's talk about some of your survey findings, beginning with, first of all, the need for a new courthouse.
Well, basically, we crafted a survey, and I guess just a little more background. It was a random sample, but we did try to match the age of the adult population so that no one could say, well, you just talked to the old people or you just talk to young people. And most people did agree that they thought Santa Rosa County needed a courthouse. And of those who didn't, they either thought the old one should be renovated or that there was absolutely nothing wrong with the old one, which was kind of an interesting response given all the attention that has been paid.
And we want to say that a vast majority had actually visited the courthouse.
Oh, absolutely. Almost everyone we talked to had visited the courthouse. 90% of them were registered voters, and 80% of them said they had voted in the last election regarding this issue. So we sort of focused on, where would you like to see the courthouse, if a new one? And as I said, if somebody already said, I know we need a new courthouse, they weren't asked a lot of the follow-on questions. And the observations that we came across were just wonderful. You know, a lot of people said they would change their minds if they were told that the courthouse was in bad shape, knew more about the new design, location, or agreed with what it would cost. And that was an interesting response, seeing as how it has been my impression that the county has been trying to share that kind of information with people, even up to including a non-binding vote on where it should be located. So that, to us, suggests that the county may just have to work that much harder to inform the population.
And when it comes to location, you had some interesting responses when you talked about whether or not it had to be in the county seat.
Yes. As one of our questions about changing our mind, we knew that people might not change their mind if they'd made up their mind they didn't want to pay taxes, if they were told that a certain percentage of sales taxes were paid by non-county residents. And so we thought, well, that might not be as good a test to see how hard is it to change people's minds. So we asked the question of those people who did not want it in Milton, would they change their mind if they were told that it had to be in the county seat and that Milton was the county seat? And a surprising number of people said that no, that would not change their minds, which I found very interesting. So we did a follow-up little bit of research to see how hard it would be to change the county seat, only to discover that the county commission, if they follow the proper procedure of noticing public hearings and everything, can vote to make any portion of the county part of the county seat without changing Milton's city limits or annexing that property as part of Milton. So what we hoped would help narrow the issue for people just broadens it right back out again, because in theory, it can be absolutely any place in the county.
Any takeaways from you as we close?
Basically, what we have decided is that this really is a tough issue, and the county commissioners have a lot of work ahead of them. They may have to come up with a mixture of funding sources. they may have to actually outline a bottom line for people. They may have to go so far as to say, this is what it's going to cost us. We're going to get this much from this source and this much from this source and this much from this source. I think they may have to start looking at a balanced approach instead of trying to necessarily make it one source or nothing.
Dr. Phyllis Pooley, thank you.
You're quite welcome, and thank you.
Phyllis Pooley is Director of Special Projects within the UWF Office of Economic Development and Engagement. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.